I think for the most part, it's all shifted to the east or away from here, and we may get a little bit of a clearing this afternoon before it resumes.
Well, I still have to say that all that weather we were getting yesterday, it didn't happen.
I know.
It was sunshiny and nice by 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Jim McCabe claims he felt 3 drops sitting at the table right next to the baseball field when we started the game last night. Then the sun came
birds.
Out. And, well,
it's birds. Were you spitting out that soda while you were sitting
slobbering.
Next to me?
I spit when I speak. But no, the sun came out and it was very comfortable. Outside of eating dust.
We are just on the top edge of this thing, aren't we? It's almost over.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I needed some rain. My parents went out of town for a couple of days.
Oh, you're supposed to water their flowers?
And then day before yesterday, I'm like, I'm not going to worry about it. It's going to rain all day Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because we already skipped Monday and bumped it to Tuesday.
Right.
Tuesday, we were like, oh, maybe overnight. It'll happen Wednesday, 60% chance. Here we are. Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope the fact that I didn't water at all this week, when he comes home today, he'll go, did you water? Yeah, look, it's been raining.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for the best.
I prayed for rain. It happened. Okay, back off.
I didn't want your tomatoes to do better than mine, so I just didn't know. Anyway.
Okay. Earlier I mentioned the winner of last year's Indy 500. I'm going to read the name again.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to just kind of blurt out the first thing that comes to mind when you hear it. Okay? See if it's the same thing I do. Juan Pablo Montoya.
You killed my father.
You nailed
it. Prepare to die.
The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride.
If you've never seen that movie, go watch it. Seriously. It just, it's a silly little thing, but it is funny. Good. We were on the same wavelength. Juan Pablo Montoya, you killed my father. Prepare to die.
That's a movie. There are movies that do not hold the test of time.
That one does.
That one does.
Yeah.
Total Recall, not at all. Oh.
The,
I was watching that the other day and I thought, wow, this movie is bad.
Yeah.
bad.
The big wrestler, Andre the Giant, he's in it. And he's great. I mean, he is tremendous in this movie.
There's
The Princess Bride.
Yep. Cary Elwes. Mm-hmm. That's who the guy is. And
Mandy Patinkin.
Yep.
He was. Well, we're not going to
Hugo Montoya or something like that.
Not going to give it away.
No. Everybody should have seen that movie by now. I think it's on TV once a year. It's kind of got a cult following that it has to be played regularly. It's inconceivable if you haven't seen it.
I don't know if I've seen the complete version.
Peter Falk?
No, I don't know if I've
Savage,
seen the complete version.
Fred Savage?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in that movie. And at the end.
Billy
Crystal is in that.
Yes.
Tracy Ullman.
Yes.
Or am I in another movie now? Had I jumped to another movie? No, it is Tracy Ullman in that movie.
I think so.
I'm thinking, now I've moved to Men in Tights or something in my mind. You ready for today's P word?
Sure.
Six or seven letters.
Seven. Because I hate myself.
Seven-letter word. Because you're not this. Seven-letter word beginning with P as in pop, meaning excellent, as in skill or quality. Seven-letter word beginning with P, meaning excellent, as in skill or quality.
Professionals too long. ladies and gentlemen, I am a professional. I don't know.
No.
You've
just made these way too hard in your mind this week. So
I'm not. We're in tune with Princess Bride.
243-4351. If you can tell me what today's P word is and you haven't won in the last 6 weeks, you are eligible to play. You're playing for a lunch buffet, one lunch buffet gift certificate to be used at Bogey's 1904 West Morton in Jacksonville. You can take that gift certificate out there Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30, Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton. 243-4351. Good morning. You're on the air.
Is it perfect?
It is perfect. And who is this?
Pat Jackson.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Very good. And you calling from Jacksonville?
Yes.
All right, Pat, you got it. It is perfect. You stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's and get a lunch buffet.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Jackson calling in from Jacksonville. It is perfect.
The Illinois legislature is not perfect.
Well, I even tried to give you a clue. I said, you're angry because you're not this.
No, I'm just angry.
Seven-letter word. Beginning with P, meaning excellent, as in skill or quality. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Jackson, our winner today.
To the 2016 graduating class at Franklin High School. On Friday, May 27th, 14 students will receive their diplomas in a ceremony at 7 o'clock in the evening. All friends and family of the graduates are invited to attend and personally congratulate these young people. Once again, best wishes from Wayland Trucking, Franklin and Waverly, and Community State Bank, corner of courtesy and convenience, Franklin.
Does your bank understand you?
Your business.
Your farm.
Your dreams.
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you own a business, run the family farm, or simply have big dreams, we have a full line of financial products to fit your needs. I'm Mike Reeder, and I am your bank, and I can help with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For a limited time, get 0 for 72 months on many of your favorite new 2015 Fords. Now at Bob Riding's Westtown Ford in Jacksonville, it's no interest for 6 years on many models like the Ford Fiesta, Focus, Mustang, F-150, and Edge. With some 300 new Fords in our family of dealerships, we'll have a new Ford for you. See our featured models online or in our print ads at westtownford.com. 0 for 72 with approved credit at Bob Riding's Westtown Ford on Morton in Jacksonville.
Check us out online at westtownford.com.
I said I would not mention birds because we talk about them so much. And apparently your family's even saying, I have hummingbirds every day. They started last week. I put the feeders out the middle of the week before because it's May.
Mm-hmm.
May, you put the hummingbird feeders out. And the first week, I don't think I had anything. I dumped it and put new in and all that. And then, like a week ago, Thursday or so, I look out in the window in the kitchen while I'm doing the dishes, and there's a bird. I thought, oh, now I need to clean it again, mm-hmm. make sure it's all fresh again. And every night, females only. I have not seen one male yet, but I've seen female hummingbirds. So
I haven't seen
they're
it.
Here.
I'm told that hummingbirds are hanging around our house too.
And the
and how I know is because I hear this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
they're just humming
mm-hmm,
away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are they humming?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I left the feeder up right on top of the porch. Last year I started out farther away, and you just kind of move it closer to where you want it. So this year I just left it there, and they're coming all the way up to the porch. So they're 3-4 feet away from me.
So you're on the porch.
I'm not on the porch.
Okay.
Because if the wind blows and sugar water gets on your deck, it's not the nicest thing there. So it's just off of the area where we're sitting. But I did go out and buy one of those tiny little handheld hummingbird feeders, which people say you have to be patient to use. Because it's about an hour or so. You just sit there with your hand out with this little... It's a little plastic container. Probably holds less than a tablespoon of mm-hmm. sugar water with a little flower-looking thing on top.
All right.
And then they'll come up and sit on your hand and drink right out of the thing. So one of these days when... And the gnats aren't so bad either. The last few days I've been out.
Oh, good.
And I haven't been...
Maybe they're dying.
But I have not sat out there. And I'm thinking, you know... If your arm's stretched out for an hour, that little tiny thing is going to weigh like 40 pounds by the time I'm... I figured, my idea is, put a little table out there because I'm too lazy to hold it first.
Well,
and you know, and get it a little closer and a little closer until I hold it.
You're by yourself, let's say. Or let's say David's inside. You're holding this thing. You've been holding it a while. A bird flies on your hand. You're certainly not going to say, hey, David,
exactly.
I'm right there. Because
it doesn't work.
No.
If you're outside and you go, hey, look, there's a bird. He moves or goes, what?
Yeah.
You're like, It was there just a second ago. You're too loud. She got to be quiet, you know. He's not quiet when it comes to whispering things. His excuse is he can't hear, but we all know that's my excuse.
Yeah,
he can't have it as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Only one of us gets that.
That's right, and I can't hear.
Yeah.
If you've ever been by my house in the evening while I'm watching television and you hear it through the walls, that I can't hear.
That's why God invented closed caption.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to, it's bad. I don't use closed caption. I don't like to read.
See, I do. We use it all the time.
That drives me crazy because then I'm not looking, I'm reading.
Well.
Looking, reading. There's been films that came out that I specifically did not go to.
Because you thought they'd be mumbling?
No, because I don't want to, did you get electrocuted?
No, catching my wrist.
I just because I don't want to read. What was that? 10,000 BC. That's probably the last movie I saw.
Oh, where they had to
running
read. And
yeah,
stuff?
But yeah. See, there was so much action. It didn't even matter what they said, and they only talk, very seldom anyway. But it was just. I think it pulls away from it when you have to look down and read all the time.
Hmm.
You guys watch a lot of foreign films, though, don't you?
No, I watch some, but not a lot.
That's more than I've watched. How about that? Pan's Labyrinth. I did read that whole thing.
What I do from occasionally, though, if I'm horribly bored, nothing else going on, I'll pick a movie which they say, oh, this is a classic movie. At one point, I had a list of top 40 foreign films of all time. These are great movies. And every once in a while, I'll pull one of those out and watch it. Sometimes it's okay. Sometimes it's beyond me.
Well, sometimes those Academy Award films, you see the previews and go, maybe I'd like to see that. I've never. The one guy who walked on the top of the chairs.
Yeah.
Is that not silent movie, but it was something like that or something.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be really, really good. No, that doesn't pull me in.
Yeah.
I have to read. And not that I don't like to read. That's nothing to do with it.
You just don't like to read what you're watching.
Well, I'm watching, And it's, we were just, when you watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Action films seem to whisper and then get really loud and whisper and get really loud. So it drives me crazy when you go to the theater in this giant room that could be playing it so loud that the other theater can hear it. Why am I straining to hear when they're talking in this film? I would be the one that would always go, I would, but I haven't yet. I'm just.
What are they saying?
I can't hear it, but I don't do that. But it's just like, man, I'm straining to hear.
Hmm.
And then the action scenes are so loud.
Yeah, that's...
There should be some kind of a...
And that's worse at home, when you're flipping it up real loud and you're going...
And then all of a sudden, what are you, deaf? Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what they said.
I am now.
It's, there should be, what do they call it, like a levelizer or something like that? Equalizer, where they make it... Not that the regular scenes and the loud scenes should be exactly the same, but they should be closer together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like being up around 45 on my volume
control. Is it the fault of a bad edit, I wonder? Yeah.
Or if when it gets put on DVD or something, they don't. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they don't. I don't know.
I think it's the theater just trying to get everybody to be quiet. Shh.
Go eat popcorn.
Can't hear. Yeah, especially if you're eating popcorn, it's really hard to hear.
That's tough.
That's why they don't sell you potato chips.
Yeah.
I'm eating my chips, man. Things should be quiet in the theater.
That is a funny conversation. If I'm eating cereal, crunchy cereal in the morning, my wife says something to me, can't hear.
What?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
I have no idea what she's saying.
I have a bad habit of sitting in here with my headphones on, and people will pop open the door and say something. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I don't have a clue what you just said to me.
That's why I've taken to carrying a paint gun with me. So I just shoot you in the back with a paint gun. You know that it's me. You'll turn around.
Well, you yesterday came in the room. And before you even opened your mouth, I said something to you, and you said, oh, okay, and you walked away, and I'm thinking, why did he come in the room? I already interrupted him, so he already lost whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
I got you out of here quick, didn't I?
I am the man of no, sidetrack. That should be my middle name, Gary Sidetrack Scott.
That's what we call you in the hall.
Yep.
You just can't hear us.
Walk down the hallway. I could be walking down to Ryan McGuire's office. The next thing I'm talking to Roger Ward about something completely different, I have forgotten about Ryan McGuire and what I was going to talk to him about.
And I'm still, I complained about this a couple years ago, and I'm throwing it out there again. When the women's bathroom light is on, there should be a little bulb in the hallway. So I don't walk all the way down there.
We'll get an app for your phone.
Someone's in the restroom. Yeah, don't go.
It'll just light up, you know. Okay, somebody's in the bathroom.
And, you know, and people out there, you think timing is everything in radio. So if you would like to go, you need a window of opportunity. Sure. And then you go there and going, are you serious? There's three people in the building? Every time I walk back there, somebody else. So just a little light, you know, I would know. Don't walk down there.
Or a paintball gun. Still, it's the same.
I'll just go in and shoot whoever's in there. Get out.
You'll be able to tell how many times somebody used a women's bathroom by the number of paintball stains on your back.
I wasn't in there, I swear. They just shot at me. Oh, man, I can imagine. The way the guys are in this building now, I can't imagine. It would be like...
No sort of weaponry is allowed whatsoever.
No. Nothing more, because they have enough fun with the way it is.
Yeah.
They don't need extras.
No, that's true.
So did you hear Loving You by Minnie Riperton yesterday?
No, I
played it specifically for you.
I didn't hear it on the air, but I heard it in my head the entire day.
And yeah, it's a nice song. But in radio land, it's not something you should hear more than once a year. There are certain songs.
I agree.
That I personally skip on the music log because I go, I played that 4 months ago. I don't need to. Somebody else will play it. I don't need
to. You're only allowed to play Bobby Goldsboro, Honey.
And I did. I didn't play Honey. I played Bobby Goldsboro in the last week.
Watching Scotty grow?
And, no, I don't even know.
Saturday Morning Confusion?
No, the Mississippi Mud Line. Mississippi Line?
Yeah.
Muddy Mississippi Line. Anyway. I played that, and that's probably the first time I played Bobby Goldsboro in like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get in trouble for that. Somebody else will always play him. But I just, there are songs that you're just going, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't want to.
Songs that get in your head.
And songs that you just go, oh.
Yeah. Nope, that's it.
I'm more in that line of.
Can't, I've heard that once this decade, and not until the next decade.
Hill and Ready, Delta Dawn. I like the song. But I'm not going to play it more than once a year.
Yeah.
There are just some songs that we heard a lot in the 70s.
Yes, we did.
And they're always 70s, just like yesterday.
Okay.
What happened in the 70s? What were you guys thinking?
We weren't doing very well, that's for sure. We were just, you know, we had a horse with no name, and it's good to be out in the rain. And I think when they wrote those
watching
songs.
Watching the cake in the rain.
With
in
America.
The park,
I think they just threw out lines and said, okay, that'll work.
It rhymes.
Yeah,
let's
just go with it. Just go with it.
Well, you have a good wet Thursday. It just took us a few more days to get there.
Okay.
I'll have your complete weather forecast coming up in just a bit. We'll have Jacksonville Area Pulse.